Two boobs and a baby.
Hi, everybody. It's episode 7 of Two Boobs and a Baby. Welcome back.
Yee-haw! Sorry.
So we've had a busy week and a half. Dave and I both were off on separate vacations, but...
It wasn't planned that way. Just Heather sort of... Heather and Sam fell into their own vacation, and... So what was the deal? Your dad had a convention in Arizona or something?
Yeah, and so Sam and I went along and hung out with my mom at the pool, and Sam was overwhelmed. He didn't know what this phenomenon of natural warmth was.
Sam's first time swimming.
Yes, Sam's first time in, like, warm, sunny weather.
Remember, he was born here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada in October, so he hasn't seen summer yet.
So he was just like, what is this? I'm not in my snowsuit. I'm not in bundles and bundles of clothes. I'm just in a onesie and I'm outside. But
he's a Canadian now.
What was so crazy is there was this bright, sunny weather, and he looked like a ghost. He was almost transparent. He was so white.
He's a Canadian now.
I was just like, oh, good Lord. I, like, lapped him up with sunscreen, you know, an inch thick. So I thought, this kid is going to fry.
There's a good picture of him on the website, by the way, if you're interested in seeing a picture of Sam hanging in the pool, hanging by the pool in Arizona at the Motel 6 where you guys were staying. Or was it a Motel 9?
We didn't stay at the Motel 6.
Oh, but you stayed at some dive. What was it? Some dump?
We stayed at a nice resort.
Schwanky nice. Resort. So I got stuck at home. But Heather was nice enough to say that since she was leaving me again with Sam, that I should take off somewhere too. So I took Friday off work and Monday off of work, and I hooked up with my buddy Simon. And the two of us went to New York City, which was very, very cool.
Yeah. So we were in very opposite extremes of weather.
Literally. I don't know if you followed this in the news, but New York got the most amount of snow ever to fall in a 24-hour period in New York. It was absolutely insane.
So here we were sipping drinks by the pool, and you were like in a blizzard. 2 feet of snow.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. I've never seen... Well, no, that's not true. I have seen that much snow, but just I haven't seen that much snow in Toronto in the last 5 years since we've been back here. I don't think. Has it ever? It was like a good few feet.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was pretty crazy. But
yeah, so traveling with Sam by myself was pretty adventurous. Going down there, we had two flights, and he did really well, but he's kind of a loner sometimes, and he doesn't like to be held all the time. And so he got, both of the flights were completely full, so I had to hold him in my arms the whole time. He got a little squirmy, but he did pretty well. But then on the way back, it was good. He did awesome until we got to Toronto, and then the hell began.
Oh yeah, good old Air Canada.
Yeah, we got there, and Dave was in New York, and so, you know, I was by myself, no big deal, but I got all the luggage, and I had done this before whenever we came back from Christmas. It wasn't that big of a deal, but when I got my stroller, when we got off the plane, they had broken a wheel off of it.
Yeah, they decided, baggage handlers, they just went ahead and chucked the stroller, I guess, in underneath, as they do, and... Yeah, they broke the wheel, snapped it right off.
So here I am trying to
very nice
pull a big old suitcase and push Sam on a three-wheeled stroller. We got up to customs, and I guess I was just so frazzled. The guy was like, he asked me two questions, and I was barely answering them. I don't even know what he asked me. He was like, you know what, just go on.
You gotta love when customs feels sympathy for you.
Yeah.
It's never the other way around when you fly to the States.
When we were getting our baggage, his car seat base didn't show up in the carousel. I was like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. And so here I had a broken stroller, a big suitcase, and no base to my car seat.
And this is a big suitcase, by the way. It's not like, I don't know what how big you're picturing a big suitcase to be, but this thing is a behemoth. Like, it's
huge. You gotta pack a lot with a kid.
That's true, that's true. But it's huge. It's got, like, two compartments. It's like a suitcase trunk kind of deal.
No.
Well, it's not like a trunk. It's like a suitcase, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. But anyway, the car seat base finally showed up, but on a different carousel. And, you know, this was after, like, 30 minutes. I was so just over it by the end of this, and it was 10 o'clock at night, and I was in this parking garage in the airport.
Okay, by myself. Luckily, okay, I was still in New York, so the way we did it was that I drove to the terminal, dropped the car off there when I left, and then left the Heather had a spare set of keys, and I told her where the car would be, so that she picked it up from the airport when she got in. So I wasn't late. Not like last not time. Like last if you listen time. To episode 6, you'd know. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, so here I was trying to get the base of the car seat, and those things are just nuts anyway to try to get those in. Get those into our car and our suitcase and Sam and everything else at night, freaking out because it was like all of a sudden there was no one in the parking garage.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was scary. I was like, oh, good Lord, just get me out of here.
And it's cold, too. That parking lot, it's not heated, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I was so glad to be back in Toronto.
You finally made it home. And then I wasn't here, of course. But
I'm a big weenie. I had to stay at my mother-in-law's because I can't stay by myself. Yeah. Yes, I know I am a mother and I'm supposed to be brave but nope, not happening yet.
Yeah, you'll grow out of it.
Oh, hopefully.
Maybe when Sam leaves home. And New York was insane, too, because mainly just because of the snow. I was going to say something to that, but I can't remember what it was now.
Oh, that's very interesting, Dave.
Yes, well, I'm glad I shared that. Oh, that's what I was going to say. It was just when you were talking about how quiet it was in the parking lot, which is weird at the airport because it's always busy. But it made me think of Times Square when we were there, too, because Times Square, New York, dead of winter, tons of snow, and there's, like, minimal people around. Like, the roads were closed. There was a few cabs around, but it was pretty dead. It was crazy. It was like a different planet. But we had a good time in New York. Hit some bars. We went to the Museum of History or whatever it's called. I swear we went to a museum. We didn't just hit bars.
I think you took a picture of it. It was like, yeah, there's our piece of the trip.
We even had a romantic walk in Central Park.
You didn't take a little carriage ride?
No, there was no carriages to be found. Lots of toboggans. Yeah, it was crazy. It was really, really cool.
And for you Southerners, he does not mean a wool hat.
Okay, yeah, maybe we should mention that. For all you normal listeners, a toque... Okay, in Canadian, a toque is a woolen hat. It derives from a French word, which is fair enough, being from Canada. Toque is the acceptable word here. And then I know, like, in the UK, it's a woolen hat, or, you know, in Australia, it's a beanie, which is a little weird. But to call it a toboggan in the South,
it's a toboggan.
In the U.S. is completely insane.
You wear a toboggan on your head, and the other thing that you call a toboggan is a sled.
Well, there's a difference, though, between a sled and a toboggan, but, so... Yeah, so for those of you who didn't know this, and you're talking to a Southerner, see, this is how it went down. We were down visiting, and your dad said, I think it was your dad who said that it was so cold, because it was quite chilly at the time. He said, it's so cold, you know, I should have a toboggan on my head. And to me, I'm like, I'm sorry, what? There's no snow anywhere, so, you know, how would you use it anyways, but to put a toboggan on your head is a little odd.
It makes sense to me.
You folks do things different down south, so.
Yeah.
They cook up a mean hog, I tell you that.
Speaking of cold, it's been so freezing here.
How freezing has it been, Heather?
I don't know. Too cold to get outside, so we've been kind of, I've got cabin fever. I'm going nuts. Like, it's the kind of cold when you go outside, literally your eyelashes and your nose hairs just freeze into icicles.
Which is always quite amusing if you have a mustache and a runny nose.
Ew.
Well, it's funny, though.
Yeah. So, poor Sam, he's gotten back from Arizona and come into this weather, and, I mean, it's just layer upon layer upon layer, and he just freaks out.
He was probably, you know, he's probably hating. He probably hated Arizona because he's used to this.
No.
He's probably going, what the, you know, it's boiling hot. What are we in the freaking desert here or something?
Yeah, you are.
Well, yeah. Well, he's my son. He's probably not as smart as the average person, but.
Yeah, so we haven't been out very much. We are very much anticipating the spring here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody is. It's been a long, well, it hasn't been a bad winter, but it's starting to get that way. Like, minus 20, you know.
Speaking of spring, actually, I've got a product I want to mention. It's really cool.
Are you endorsing a product?
Yes, I love it. it's a picnic blanket that I just got. It's awesome. It's got, like, sleeping bag material on one side. And then, you know, just cloth on the other side so that you can take it to the beach, you can take it to, you know, in your yard, and on a picnic, you know, wherever you want to go, the park or wherever. And it's awesome. It's really big. And I got it at babystyles.com. You might have heard of it. It's a great website. But, yeah.
Are they going to send us free stuff now for your endorsement?
They better.
That'd be cool. babystyles.com.
Hey, if you're from babystyles, contact us.
So what's this sheet called anyway? So this, we're looking at it right now. We have it kind of sprawled out here on the floor.
Tufo.
Tufo. So there you go. It's like polka dotted and kind of plastic.
I think I got
side.
A bunch of them.
Yeah, it's pretty, it is pretty cool actually. It's a good idea. Can I mention how trashed our place is? It's not as bad. It's getting there again.
That's something, yeah, we have not talked about. Like, Dave and I, we're not neat freaks by any means. But, you know, I mean, this is just crazy. When you have kids, like, there's just so much stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it's bad.
If it's not, you know, the swing or the play gym or the toys or books, it's, you know, just diapers and dirty clothes and
blankets.
And it's exhausting. That's something, I don't even know if I've mentioned this or not, that is something that totally took me by surprise, is how much laundry.
It's insane. Yeah, it's, we've done, as soon as you're doing a load, there's another one to do.
Yeah.
It's constant. Which isn't good when you pay hydro.
Yeah.
Or electricity or whatever.
Especially poor Dave. I know we've mentioned this before, but Sam is still doing it. It's like, he'll spit up on me a little bit, but you know, it's not that bad. As soon as Dave gets him, it's like Niagara Falls. I mean, it's just all over the place.
And Alan from Cincinnati sent us an email about exercisers that we were asking about exercisers, but spitting up stuff, and he was mentioning a good formula to use. And we've tried different formulas, but
well, we did switch him to this formula.
Well,
and
yeah,
that
has its own weird effects.
But he's still
projectile vomiting on me. It's well, not vomiting.
No,
I'm exaggerating.
Just spitting
but it's just spitting up. But it's
still funny.
Oh, Heather's like, oh, Dave, look, he spat up at me tonight, and you've got like a droplet on your shirt, like not even it's like microscopic white fleck, and then like I'm dripping in it. Like as soon as I pick him up, he's like, oh, hey, Dad, bleh, and it's like all over me.
I'm telling you, it's like a dog. He's marking you. He's saying you're mine. See, because you keep putting on new clothes, and he smells that it's new, and he's like, nope, you're mine. I gotta mark you again.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So I should store my clothes through the
food? Yeah, just don't ever wash your clothes.
Sorry. See.
Yeah. So, what else? What were we just talking about?
I'm talking about formula. Blank. Oh, the formula interesting effects of trying different formulas.
Yeah.
101.
So, when you change the baby's formula or whatever they're eating, I mean, surely, yeah, it has to have some effect on their digestive system. We changed the formula, and it was weird. His poo was like, it was putty, which he's had that before, which isn't a good sign. But it was blue.
Yeah.
Not like dark brown or green. Yeah. Blue.
Like Play-Doh.
It was blue Play-Doh.
Yeah. And I was playing with it, and the shapes you can make are amazing, and you put it in the plastic head, and it looks like hair, and you...
Yeah.
Never mind.
No, but I'm pretty sure blue Play-Doh poo is not a good thing.
Yeah, it wasn't. That's weird.
But it happened for like 2 days, but then I guess his system got used to it, and now it's back to normal. But that was odd. Like, really odd.
Yeah, as soon as you change it, Because we normally use a certain type of formula, and then we changed, and then we mentioned before that that formula brand make another one, which is for kids who spit up, which he didn't really, wasn't spitting up that much to change it. And every time we change it, that stuff turns out to be crap because
it gets caught in the bottle.
It's too thick. So, but you know, sometimes they don't have either of them and we have to buy something. So we don't buy the low end stuff, but anyway.
Yeah, that's our rambling on about formula.
And spitting up.
And spitting up. Bath time's a little different now.
Oh, yeah, bath time's changed.
Yeah, since we got back, because he's outgrown his little bathtub, which is great. And
is it great for his age, though? What? Or is he just a behemoth? I said behemoth twice. It's the name
Twyth.
Of Twyth. I wish I could go back and edit that. Twyth. Behemoth Twyth. Okay, anyway.
So instead of editing it, you say it four times?
All right. I am stupid.
No, so anyway. The bath we got is good because it grows with them. So when they're infants, you know, they can just lie down in it. But then somehow you can change it to where they sit up in it in the bathtub, but I can't figure it out. And so we're not using it.
Well, we're sort of tag teaming it so that, like, I get him ready. Heather gets in the bathtub with the water, you know, moderate, kind of cool. Not cool, but, you know, safe. And then I bring the naked boy in, and we give him I scrub him down, and Heather holds him in the bath, and he kind of splashes around a little bit. And it's really cute. He has a good time of it.
Yeah.
And then Heather lifts him up. I get a towel, wrap him up, and then take him in the room and get him all clean and dry. And he's liking it.
Yeah, he's liking it. Big He's boy like, now.
Yeah.
I wonder whenever, like, and you know, maybe you don't have to get in the bathtub with him. I don't know. But he seems pretty unstable.
Maybe
you have to wait until he can sit up on his own and then you just kind of hold your hand on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But speaking of, we noticed something. Well, we've noticed it before, but I don't know. Lately, it's really. Maybe it's all babies, but Sam, he's going to, later in life, whenever he listens to this, he's going to be like,
Mom! You
did not just say this. His butt crack, is so long.
If he were to wear a belt, it would probably cover his crack.
Yeah.
It's up pretty high.
It is up pretty high. I wonder if all kids have really long butt cracks, and then as their torso gets longer, it becomes more proportional.
We hope so.
I hope so,
Or it's going to be weird. It's going to be like Jason Alexander's role in that Hal, Fat Guy Hal, or Shallow Hal, where he had a tail. That was the only funny part of that movie. I wouldn't recommend watching it. It's actually a terrible film. But there was one scene where he shows that he has a problem, and he lifts up the back of his shirt, and he's got this little tail.
Ew!
Sam doesn't have a tail. But maybe, like, part of the crack is going to grow into a tail.
Stop.
What about that?
No, he just has a really long crack. It's weird.
It is really weird.
We might be really bad because we keep noticing all these things on Sam. Like, and nobody ever mentioned back to if their kid had the pointy...
pointy finger and toes.
Not fingers. His fingers aren't like that. His toes. We mentioned in episode 6, the pads of his toes are pointed and...
Yeah, nobody ever wrote us in the forum or emailed us. So, what?
What's going on here?
You're looking at me funny.
Well, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure what I know what I'm talking about anymore either. Anyway, let's go to USA Today. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, so USA Today, we want to say thanks to Steve.
Yeah, Steve Freis, who has his own podcast called The Strip, and it's, I forget his URL, but I can post it on our website. But he does a podcast. He's a freelance journalist who writes articles about technology and such.
There was an article about parents who podcast. This past Wednesday, which was February the
16th, I believe.
16th,
yeah. I think so.
And it was this 15th.
15th, okay.
Yeah, So Dave, you had a little. Line about you there.
Yeah, I know the article got edited because of the Olympic coverage, so I'm not sure if there's more of us in there to begin with, but I did have a little line mentioned in there.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, and there was a link to our website, and we've had quite a lot of hits since then. A lot of people have been checking us out and listening to the show, which is very cool. And it's always nice to hear back from people.
One thing that we want to ask some tips on, because we're not starting it quite yet, but it's something we need to think about, because, like I said, we are definitely not the cleanest people in the world. We have a lot of clutter. I mean, we're not, you know, unhygienic or anything, but we just have a lot of clutter, a lot of little things, and
yeah.
So we have to start thinking about eventually baby-proofing this place, and so...
Yeah, we're open to suggestions there.
What, if somebody told you to get down on all fours or something?
Yeah, get down on all fours and walk around like a cat or a dog or,
yeah,
you know, whatever baby. Animal. A baby. Yeah. Yeah, you know. But that way, I mean, we sort of want to get on it now, sooner rather than later. So, but if you walk around on all fours, you can see where, you know, the eye level, approximate eye level of your child would be and what your child would be grabbing at.
Yeah.
So, and one thing we have is an entertainment unit that's open, so there's no door on it, like glass door or door or anything. And we have a TV that's large. I mean, by today's definition, it's not that big, but it's still a pretty big TV. And you always hear about, you know, kids who knock TVs over and they
pull
them on themselves, and God forbid. So,
yeah,
so
there's a lot to think
How do we harness that TV in there so it doesn't fall out? Well, I don't know. Maybe we won't watch TV anymore. We'll just have to give up on the television.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either. Yeah. So,
that's our thoughts for the week.
I know, so if you have any interest at all in giving us a shout, you can leave us a message at 206-203-2605. That's our audio comment line. And
or
leave us a message.
Visit the site at...
DaveMadeThis.com/2boobs.
All right, so...
Or Google 2 boobs and a baby and you'll find us.
Okay. Have a good week. Bye.